AM Jackson on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM, and online at WKHM.com.
At 16 and a half after 8 o'clock, and we welcome to the studio for Lammers Heating and Air Conditioning, we have Todd Dussey, and from our marketing department, we have Doug Hansen. Hey, gentlemen, good morning and welcome.
Good morning, Mark.
Good morning to you.
Yeah, are we still living off of the leftover turkey?
Yeah, yesterday it made its way to lunch.
That's, you know, same. It made its way to lunch yesterday and today. Yep. For sure.
We threw it out.
You threw it out?
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow.
Well,
really?
It doesn't last that long, does it? You know, the gravy, the turkey, the mashed potatoes, all.
I don't know. I still have a leg left. I've got one leg left. Everything else is gone.
You got one to stand on.
The pterodactyl wings are gone. Those are gone with day one and day two. Those are gone.
Oh, so, yeah. First part, dark meat.
I love the dark meat.
That's my favorite as well. Yep.
So, gentlemen, we didn't talk much about this morning because I wanted a certain element of surprise, but we are doing a certain thing here today. We've just set the stage, if you could. I'm going to make a phone call while you guys kind of set the stage, and Doug, you and Todd kind of talk about what Lammers has been doing for the last gazillion years.
It 25. Feels like.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. For 25 years?
I think so.
It's been that long?
I'm pretty sure, yeah.
Wow. Wow. Well, let's set the stage, talk about that, and kind of talk about the process a little bit, what it was like this year.
Yeah.
While I make a phone call real quick. Do you mind?
No problem.
Go ahead.
Yeah, so Todd and I, every year, we go to, first of all, through the Habitat for Humanity, they put together a list of people that they think, are in need of some heat. So they get a list of us, and then we narrow it down, or they narrow it down to about a dozen people, and Todd and I go through and read all the stuff and figure out what families we should go see. So we put about six on our list, right, Todd?
Yep.
And then we narrow it down to a one or two, and then we talk about it, and we pick a winner. So anyway, this year we're doing a little different because we are doing it live, so... Anyway, so Todd, tell them a little bit about the furnace and the giveaway and how proud you are to be part of this program for the last 25 plus years.
Yeah, it's awesome that we can be a part of it. It's great to help a family out, especially right before the holidays. Works out being a great time of year to help some people that maybe be a little cold on Christmas morning otherwise. So it's a great feeling to be able to do it.
And it's cold out today.
It's going to be colder a little bit later on.
Did you say 3 degrees? Is that what you said?
I said 3 on Thursday night, yeah.
Wow.
I don't know. Wherever you come from, that's still going to be chilly, I would think, right? Yeah. Even penguins have to say that's cold.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. If you're from Hawaii, it's really cold.
Right. Well, we have Shauna on the line.
Oh,
so,
okay.
Todd... And we didn't talk about this ahead of time, but first, let's go ahead. Let's welcome Shauna to the program. Shauna, good morning.
Good morning.
How are things in Shauna's world today?
Pretty chilly.
Pretty chilly? Okay. Well, Todd, I'm going to let you have this conversation with Shauna. Go ahead.
Shauna, you are the winner of this year's free furnace giveaway.
Oh, my gosh. Are you serious?
We are serious, yes. Yep.
Oh, my gosh.
And we can put it in tomorrow for you if you're available.
Oh, my gosh, yes. Thank you so much.
It's awesome.
Yeah, Shauna, so awesome. If you don't mind, can you explain for our listening audience, as much as you're comfortable with, kind of what your situation is right now with your furnace?
Yeah, our furnace went out last Christmas Eve, and we were able to find like a kind of a hack that keeps it on with the furnace fan running constantly. So we get heat, but in between it blows out cold air. And we don't know how long, that little fix is going to work. And there was no feasible way that we would be able to get a replacement. So if it goes out, it's just relying on space heaters. Mm. So this is incredible.
Well, yeah, space heaters, I mean, not efficient, Todd, and not really safe either.
Yeah, they can be unsafe. Very expensive to run. You'd think that your furnace would cost more to run, but it doesn't. Space heaters can eat up the energy.
Especially if you got a couple, three of them in the bedrooms and bathroom, wherever.
Right. Exactly.
So we walked into Shauna's house, and and it was cold. You know, we saw some space heaters, and the house looked very nice, very well kept, and Shauna was great. And then we saw this little girl. Is your girl named Luella? Is that correct?
Yes.
Wow,
yes.
What a sweetheart. She was sitting on the couch in a blanket, and yes. She was so cute. And anyway, so I think the last thing we said to you when we walked out was, so $4,000 or $5,000 for a furnace, not going to happen. She goes, no, there's no way. No. There's no way. That's what you said. So, and we know your husband is working, right?
Yes.
Yeah. And you got four kids?
Yep.
Okay, two a little older and two young, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, anyway, so we saw that. And as soon as you gave us the big no on that kind of dollars to put something in, Todd and I were outside talking, and we said that there's our winner right there.
So, Shauna, tell our listeners what, obviously you're going to have a little bit of warmth here coming up pretty soon, but I have to imagine as a parent with four kids and the type of situation that you got to feel like there's just been a tremendous amount of weight lifted off your shoulders right now.
Oh my gosh, you have no idea. This is incredible. I cannot thank you guys enough. I'm like literally shaking.
So are we.
Not from the cold. Not from the cold now, right?
Yeah. No, not from the cold.
Yeah. Well, we are so happy that you're going to have some heat.
Thank you guys so much.
You're welcome. Glad to do it.
Well, Shauna, they'll be in touch with you at some point here in the very near future. I'm going to let you go for now, but they'll be in touch with you very soon to get things scheduled and get you taken care of, okay?
Thank you so much.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
All right.
Bye. Thanks.
Bye, Shauna. All right. Boy, Todd, I can't tell you, 25 years of doing this, rough about there somewhere, that's a long time. And you know, to hear Shauna's reaction, and we've had similar reactions over the past 25 years. When we've been talking about this, the impact that Lammers has made, you can't put any type of value on that. How you've changed people's lives over the last 25 years. It's simply amazing, Todd.
Yeah, it's a great feeling to be able to do it. And like everything now, furnaces, the pricing has skyrocketed in the last few years since COVID. Of course, everything has gone up, but furnaces are not immune from that. They've skyrocketed as well. So it's even better to be able to help people out like that. The cost has gotten so high.
Mm-hmm. Now, the cost of installation and, of course, the cost of the unit itself is so high. But with how efficient things are now, I don't want to say it balances out, but actually running and operating the furnace, I mean, that's a little more effective now, isn't it?
Yeah, definitely. Yep, definitely getting much more efficient, quieter, multiple stage heating. Mm. So a lot of nice features to the newer furnaces compared to your 25, 30, 40-year-old ones.
Right. Now, what type of products is Lammers putting into people's homes here in the Jackson area?
Pretty much for everything, furnaces, air conditioners. We do commercial, rooftops, package units.
Okay.
We service everything. So we cover the whole gamut.
All carrier?
Carrier? Yeah.
Yep, 99% carrier. Some of the commercial stuff's a little different, but 99% carrier.
What is it about Carrier that just carries them above everybody else?
They've been around forever is one thing. Uh-huh. They have been around for 100 years, even so a lot longer than us even. And they stand behind the equipment, great warranties. We've been a Carrier dealer for over 40 years, so we have a great relationship with them. If we do have a problem, which occasionally happens, they have no problem standing behind it, helping us correct it, making sure it's taken care of. Mm-hmm. So it's a great relationship we have with them as well.
Right. We talked about how expensive it is to get a new unit put in. What are some things people can do to lengthen the life of their current system? I mean, should routine maintenance and have you guys come out and check it at least a couple times a year, should that be part of that plan?
Yeah, definitely. It's simple insurance, cheap insurance. Have it cleaned once a year. Filters changed regularly. Drain lines cleaned. Burners cleaned. It's simple, cost-effective insurance to make sure you get at least that 20 years out of it that you're hoping for.
Right. Yeah, I know. I've got dogs, and that's one thing I'm bad at is changing the filter on my thing. And well, you got five dogs, three cats in the house. It's not a good thing. Got to change that a lot more.
You should just have some filters lined up.
I should.
Put a date on them. You'll line them right up.
Well, one of the things that we talk about, too, when you talk about having the pets and you talk about people having allergies or, you know, whatever things, they want to get the high-end, high-filtration, you know, filters. But really, what your furnace needs is airflow.
Yeah, yeah, that's the key with the filters is you start getting pet hair, things like that, clogging off your air filter, and it cuts the flow through the furnace, can cause it to overheat, can cause problems.
Right.
And not to mention that you won't heat your house as well. So,
But even the hyperallergenic type of filters, the kind that, you know, are super expensive and really... You just want a filter that's got flow to it. Yes, you got to change it and replace it regularly, but you just want a good flowing filter, right?
Yeah, exactly. Yep. Some of the higher efficiency filters are great because they do filter better, but you really have to stay on top of changing them because they are more dense, they're more restrictive. So once they start plugging up, you can really have problems. You just got to stay on top of changing those.
We've got cold temperature. Yeah, Doug.
Todd at Lammers put in a furnace at our place about 3 years ago. I think it's about 3 years ago.
Yeah.
And I will tell you, you walk in the house, I put it on 65 when we're gone. I put it up to 70 when we're there. And really, in 5 or 6 minutes, the house gets warm. And it's really not even insulated that well. It's an old house built in 1929. But I'm telling you, the blower's on there or whatever it does. There's a two-stage blower, right?
Yeah.
But it just heats the house up really quick. So we're really happy with the furnace we got.
Well, Doug, I know how techie you are. So I'm sure you're adjusting the temperature on your phone before you even walk through the door.
That's a problem. No. Todd put in one of the techie. He put in one of the techie ones on the wall, and Sherry and I looked at each other and went, No. So we took it off, took it back, and got the old school one. It's got a button up and down.
Oh, it's not even like the gold dial that we
No.
That was in my mom's house? No.
All right. But I did want to say real quick before we go, I've been doing this a long time with Todd here, and he's just a wonderful person, and got a big heart, and every time we go to a house, and even if they don't win, sometimes Todd will go, you know, I got a little list of 3 or 4 people here I'm going to go back and check on because this one just needed that. This one just needed a, you know, whatever, something on there. And Todd said, you know, it's like $200 or whatever it might be. He goes back and to even some of the losers that, you know, weren't part of the winning process here.
Yeah.
They go back and they fix them. So I'm just telling you, this company and Todd from the top down is wonderful.
Right. Well, we call it a prize. We call it a giveaway. But really, you know, the angle we've been taking it since I've been here, and I'm sure since before, and I've been, you know, I've been around for a while. You look at it as more as a hand up, not really a prize, but you're helping because you take great care in screening and looking through all the entrants. So this is a hand up.
Yeah. Sometimes people just get put in a situation that they don't really see a way out of, and if we can help them out of that, it's great. It's great that we're able to do it.
Yeah. Right. All right. Wow, 25 years. I can't believe it's been that long. It's been going on. And Lammers out on Lansing Avenue has been in operation for how long now?
60 years this year.
Wow. Okay. All right. Yep. So, okay. Oh, Doug, anything else?
No. I had something on my brain and it left me.
Well, that happens. So it's not too late to kind of get the 101 on their furnace, right? If they want somebody to kind of go through it and take care of some of that routine stuff, what should they do, Todd?
Yeah, just give us a call. We still do them every day. It's obviously cold now, so they're working, but that's fine. We can shut them off for a couple hours and get them all cleaned and tuned up for you. And we still have several months of winter left, unfortunately. So,
oh yeah, it came early and it came hard, man. It did.
Yep,
3 degrees later this week. That's insane for this early.
Yep.
You were talking about different situations, different families, different you know, different plights, but. So remember a few years ago, the one lady that won the furnace, a tornado come through. I think she had the roof fixed. Tornado came through, landed on the roof again, like knocked a hole in it. Hired somebody to fix it, gave him half the money, then he took off. You know, and so she's divorced and, you know, kind of standing around with her twiddling her thumbs going, what am I going to do? And so there's different situations like that. And so we're all about looking at people in the whole realm of their lifestyle. And if they're just, you know, kind of living on the dole and not working and don't want to get off the couch, that's not really our winner. We're looking for people that try and they're in a situation where it's been a little tough for them. So anyway.
Like the family that won. Yeah, we talked a little bit about it last week. The family that won, you're telling us about how hard they were working.
Well, but her husband's working, and she was working part time, but wants to stay home with the kids. You know, and she got cute little kids there, Luella. She was just sweet. Anyway,
cute little girl.
All right, very good. Well, Todd, thank you, and to the whole Lammers family, thank you guys so much. I just again, it is so hard to put any type of figure on the impact that you've made in this community. Over 25 years. I mean, this is like a $4,000 value for this one, but I mean, the impact goes well beyond that when you talk about how you just changed this family's life. It's insane.
Yeah, it's great to do it. It's a privilege for us to be able to do it. We really enjoy it.
And for 25 years. I can't wrap my mind around how much impact that is. So, all right. Thank you so much. One more time, how do people get a hold of you?
Just give us a call, 787-6984. We're there all day.
Okay. Well, we got to let you get back to that power meeting that you're in charge of at 9 o'clock back at the Lammers World Headquarters. So, all right. Thanks for being here today, Todd. We appreciate it.
Thank you, Mark.
Doug, as always, a pleasure.
Thank you, Mark.
This is AM Jackson on News Talk 970 AM 101.5 FM.